BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News.
On the afternoon of April 10th, Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee Phạm Anh Tuấn led a working delegation to inspect the housing program in Vĩnh Thạnh District. As of April 10th, Vĩnh Thạnh District has started construction or repair for 287 houses under the program to eliminate temporary and dilapidated housing, meeting 100% of the target. A total of 141 houses have been completed and put into use. 92 are new builds and 49 are repairs, reaching 49% of the total. The district aims to complete at least 95% of supported houses by the end of May. Over 1 billion dong and 100 tons of cement have been mobilized to assist disadvantaged households unable to contribute on their own.
Farmers across An Nhung Town have officially entered the 2024-2025 winter spring rice harvest season. This year, over 6,500 hectares of rice were sold throughout the locality. Favorable weather conditions have contributed to even ripening and promising yields. Nearly 400 hectares have been harvested, yielding an estimated total of over 48,000 tons of rice. The average productivity stands at nearly 7.4 tons per hectare, comparable to the same period of last year. Local farmers are also actively implementing bohavic preservation measures to maintain both the quality and market value of their products.
On April 10th, the provincial appraisal team reviewed the results of the advanced new rural development program in Hoa Châu and Hoa Mỹ communes, Hoa Nhân Town. Hoa Châu commune was recognized as meeting new rural standards in 2015. By the end of 2024, it had fulfilled all 19 advanced criteria. The commune currently has no poor households thanks to effective support policies and community assistance. Hoa Mỹ commune was recognized as meeting new rural standards in 2018. By the end of 2024, it had also completed all 19 advanced criteria. The commune currently has no poor households. The appraisal team acknowledged and highly praised the advanced new rural development achievements in both Hoa Châu and Hoa Mỹ communes.
On the morning of April 11, the City Annual Conference of the Club for Science and Technology of Technical University took place at Nguyen University. The event featured presentations from experts representing TMA Technology Group, Ho Chi Minh City University of Technology and Education, Quy Nhơn University, and Hà Nội University of Science and Technology. The conference served as a forum for exchanging experiences in scientific research and technology transfer, sharing effective cooperation models between universities, research institutes, and enterprises, as well discussing policies to promote the commercialization of scientific and technological products. This discussion played an important role in concretizing the objectives outlined in the Political Resolution No. 57 and the Government Resolution No. 3 on the development of science and technology, innovation, and national digital transformation. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time, and goodbye for now.